I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. Do you engage in so-called fat talk? Well, if you're a female, chances are you do. It's a running commentary, constant self-judgment, in many cases, even by thin women who find fault with their bodies. A study from Northwestern University found that the majority of college women, in fact, do so. Fat talk is very frequent. This study suggested it may make them somehow feel better about their bodies, but it reinforces body-related distress. Fat talk was the subject of a recent New York Times article suggesting that it may be a bonding thing amongst women. It is potentially contagious, and it certainly is a contributing factor in eating disorders. This article mentioned that women seem to expect to have negative feelings about their bodies, and let's face it, that is sad. Fat talk has become a habit. Men, in fact, do it too, but not nearly as much as women. And most women find that kicking this habit is not easy. I suspect one way of breaking that habit is A, of course, to be aware of it, and secondly, think in terms of nurturing yourself rather than breaking yourself down.
For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew. My next report is tomorrow at 11:13.